Welcome to Worship in the Workplace. I'm your host, Bernice Cooper. Thank you for joining. In 2020, I was looking to expand my one-year business by adding educational consulting to the list of services that I would provide. I had not publicly announced to anyone what I was planning or desiring to do. I had no knowledge that during a meeting that took place in another city, a friend of mine sat at a table along with other decision makers. And when a discussion began and it stated that the organization would be seeking recommendations for potential candidates to serve as educational consultants, this young lady called my name as they sat around the decision-making table. Now, I had no idea that my friend was even a part of this organization, and it had not even become public yet that the organization was going to be seeking candidates for consulting opportunities. But because this individual saw fit to place my name in the pool for consideration, it resulted in my small business being financially blessed. And also, it opened the door for me to grow professionally because I ended up working with experts and stakeholders from around the state of South Carolina, people that I had never met before. So I ended up growing as a professional and learning a great deal. All of this transpired because one woman had the compassion and the charity in her heart to mention another woman's name so that another woman, me, could be blessed. Now, she stood to gain absolutely nothing by calling my name as she sat around with the others at that table. But because she spoke up from her seat at the table, I was able then to enter that space. Please consider that she could have remained silent even if she thought about me as they sat around that table. Or she could have used her words, her voice, to discredit me. Scripture states that our voices, our words, possess great power. Proverbs 18 and 21 states in part, death and life are in the power of the tongue. By this seemingly small but important act of recommending me, this woman gave life to my vision, my dream of expanding my small business. Now, I have a question for you. Are you willing to use your voice and do the same for someone else? During this month of March, designated as Women's History Month, I am extremely grateful to all of the women who came before me and opened doors, which I was then blessed to walk through. So during Women's History Month, I would like to issue a challenge that as we sit or as we stand in positions of power, that we call out someone else's name so that they may one day sit at the table with you, or even after you've moved onward and upward, that they are now positioned at the table. Mentor someone else so that they may stand on your shoulders. Encourage someone else so that they may then pour into the next woman. Use your voice to commend, not critique, the woman who now sits or stands next to you in the workplace. Most importantly of all, use the power of your voice to pray for every woman, whether their workplace is at home or in some public setting. So as you prepare to resume the very important work that you do, please join me in a short prayer. Precious Lord, thank you for blessing the world with women and all of their valuable talents and gifts that benefit the world and humanity. Lord, elevate, uplift, and sustain all women as they diligently strive to fulfill their purposes in life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.